I'm at Rockefeller Center, and I'm heading down to the Cornell Club, East 44th Street, for a high school regional reunion, it's called. But reunion is kind of a misnomer. I don't expect... Well, there may be some people there from my my era, but I'm not expecting it to be a reunion per se. It's, I mean, I went to one of these about 8 or 9 years ago, and that one was Upper East Side. And it's basically just a fundraiser. You know, they bring us all together, and I don't know what, if the folks from the Alumni Association are up here for any other reason, but I don't think that they organized this event out of anything but convenience. But one person who might be there was a kid I knew from the band, and I heard years ago that he was in New York and was working at MTV. I guess I could have looked him up before I came out today, but I mean, I don't really care what he's doing so much if I'm not going to see him tonight. So, but I'll look forward. I'll look for him. And last time Lionel, the radio show host, was there, I used to listen to him late at night. And he's an unusual radio personality. He's unique. I'm not sure what he's doing these days, but I see him on Twitter once in a while. And I mean, he's not Howard Stern level famous, but he's known. And the thing about last time I went was I was still with Donna, and she came with me, and she must have been so bored beyond belief at that, and I mean, I know she was, and I felt bad for bringing her along. I mean, it made perfect sense when we decided a couple of days beforehand that she should come along, but it didn't make any damn sense when she was actually there. So, I mean, I did feel bad, but at the same time, it was one of those things I appreciated about her, was how far out of her way she would go to be with me at things like that. The guy that I knew from the band, he and I actually slept in the same bed together once. And that's the kind of thing girls do, but guys, no. Guys, not so much. But it happened because we were on some kind of overnight field trip, and we stayed in a hotel, and they booked king-size beds for half as many of us as there were. So everybody had to sleep in the same bed with another dude. And I was a little uncomfortable about it, but this other dude was very uncomfortable, I could tell. And I didn't know then, and I'm not sure when I learned, that he was gay. So maybe he wasn't all the way out himself at that point, but nobody came out in high school when I was in high school. I don't know if they do now, but it just didn't happen. So I have looked around once in a while on Facebook at some... just whoever I knew or didn't know, and there are a lot more gay people than I would have thought. The only one I knew was one of my friends who didn't come out until college, I think. He said he didn't know himself. So I don't have like the fondest memories of my high school, but I don't hate it either, and I'm just going to this because it's something to do. And there'll be free booze, maybe, and who knows what else. Last time, I didn't make much conversation with anybody because Donna was there, and he was hating being there, and me working the room in any way possible would have just made it even worse, I think. Or maybe it wouldn't. Maybe that would have eased the tension somewhat. It wasn't tension. It was just, I don't know, discomfort. It was strangely memorable. So I might be introducing myself to a celebrity tonight. Whoop-dee-flip-and-doo. I got a lot of stuff done today, but I feel like I'm just emptying the ocean with a teaspoon trying to save my web business. I don't think anything that I'm going to do anymore is ever going to work. Nothing. But I regenerated about 100, or probably like 300,000 pages today with a little cleaner information and cleaner design. but I'm just not a good designer. I don't have any graphic skills whatsoever. So we'll see if it results in anything. I don't think it will, but... Okay, I'm gonna move on, and maybe I'll check in after the event.